Iowa wants and needs better schools. The tax revenue from marijuana legalization will provide just that. And with the cost savings from no longer incarcerating marijuana offenders, Iowans will have their first budget surplus since 1961.
You don't have to go to a stockyard to be surrounded by bull. All you have to do is listen to Governor Butch Otter and his fellow self-appointed medical marijuana experts.
Primary elections are the best time to let your representatives know that strong, clear regulations on safe and responsible marijuana use need to be a top priority. Register to vote now at voterparticipation.org. Well, yeah, Prop 42 will legalize marijuana for recreational use, but it'll also ban marijuana advertising directed at kids, require childproof packaging, restrict sales to more than 500 feet away from schools, and ban edibles that appeal to children. My daughter had her first seizure when she was 4 days old. 3 years later, CBD is the only thing that's actually stopped them from coming back. If it wasn't for the medical program here in Ohio, we may not have our daughter.
Only Governor Asa Hutchinson could look at $1 billion in additional tax revenue and say, "Not on my watch." Well, Governor, it's time for you to get a new watch.
The regulation of marijuana means more money for schools. And here's what else it does. Bans marijuana use in public, permits sales only at licensed marijuana businesses, and imposes stiffer fines and jail time for driving under the influence. Hear that? That's the sound of a future afternoon pickup game at a West Tulsa middle school. It's been a long time since we've had the funds for quality after-school programming. But with the tax revenue generated by safe, responsible regulation of marijuana sales, it's a sound we'll hear in every schoolyard across the state.